Welcome back to Full Contact. You have Stu Sandler, Matt Davis, and we've had a good morning here today. We are this is Stu Sandler, and early in the week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich as the Michigan primary is really heating up.
You know, Newt Gingrich really kind of reminds you why he was doing so well, and he can talk about public policy with anybody.
And that's what I thought. I mean, this is when you're talking to him. This is the guy who was the front runner, and you could tell why. I mean, just he has really clear ideas. And he said he's going to campaign here. Right now, he's really not part of the discussion. Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are fighting it out. Seven polls have been released over the past week showing Rick Santorum ahead of Mitt Romney. The question is, can he stay? Because everybody saw what Mitt Romney did in Florida to Newt Gingrich, where basically Gingrich came in, buoyed off a South Carolina win, and, you know, so a 16-point swing in the polls, and Mitt Romney just came in and just barreled him down with just incredible amounts of, you know, advertising on his super PAC and his campaign, basically showed the distinctions between Gingrich and him.
Yeah, right, exactly. And really, nobody's really laid a glove on Santorum as much as nearly as much as what's going to happen probably this week.
Santorum has been running a very smart race. You know, a lot of these guys, when you watch, strategy becomes a real partisan. And Santorum is a charismatic blue-collar candidate. He was a, you know, Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, successful politician there before he lost. But I got to tell you, he has run a smart campaign. He put all his eggs in Iowa. It wound up paying off, even though it didn't look like it at first, but he wound up winning Iowa. Now he comes back and he's going after Romney in what seems, you know, what Romney calls his home state, which, you know, I think that's a problem. You know, one thing I want to talk about is I think it's unfair these people who attack Mitt Romney saying, who are you to call Michigan your home state? The guy was born here.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I call New York, I grew up in Massapequa, New York. I haven't lived there in 18 years. I call that my home state. It's
right
just,
yeah.
You know, how can you attack a guy for saying, and he knows a lot about this state. His father was, you know, a magnate in the auto industry. He was governor. He grew up talking about Michigan and the auto industry at his, you know, at his kitchen table.
He grew up as a car guy.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just his home state. Southeast
right.
Michigan is home turf.
But I got to tell you, Rick Santorum is putting together a very smart campaign. You know, he campaigned in Detroit. He was at the Detroit Economic Club on Thursday. He was at the Oakland Lincoln Day, you know, and got a lot of good press. He's getting all, and this is, you know, if you're outgunned on resources, you have to look where to make a stand. And for Rick Santorum, the sensible place is to make it in Michigan.
Yeah, smart place to do it, too. So.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, Romney had a big week, too. Got Governor Snyder's endorsement, which is, you know, how big do you think that is?
I think it's big because, you know, what Governor Snyder has done to Michigan in the last year is obviously proven that what he talked about during the campaign can work, does work. And so I think that what people are looking at, when they look at Barack Obama, they see Jennifer Granholm. And the same thing is kind of replicated with, they see Snyder and they say, okay, Mitt Romney, he can come in and do what's right to build jobs.
See, I'm not so sure of that. I don't know. You know, I just tell you this. Snyder's been doing a fantastic job in Michigan. And he really did turn the economy around. He's a business guy just like Mitt, but this is a primary. And, you know, the one thing Snyder doesn't really have yet, which, you know, you grow as you grow over time, is a political machine. Engler had it. It didn't really work for people to transfer over. You know, can Snyder build something like that? Time will tell. But for now, you know, he does have a good story to tell what a businessman can do if he gets his hand on an economy. And, you know, Rick Snyder's endorsement, I think, gave him a nice bump.
Absolutely. Yeah, he got in when he needed it, too.
You know, another big thing was the auto bailout. Mitt Romney put a Detroit News opinion piece together saying, look, I wanted the auto bailout to succeed. I basically wanted to manage bankruptcy. What did you think of that op-ed?
I thought it was great because he did exactly what the auto industry did, was exactly what he had prescribed, which was to go through a managed bankruptcy. Yeah. And that you couldn't have done in the auto industry what happened without a court being involved, and that court was a bankruptcy court. There's no way around that. The Obama administration went through a managed bankruptcy, and that's exactly what Romney had prescribed. Only later then do you sit there and support that kind of that kind of effort with some kind of government, you know, sort of underlining to it.
You know, it's interesting in that Gingrich interview, he basically said the exact same thing Romney did.
Right.
You know, he said managed bankruptcy. It's amazing. You know, it's all about timing. That op-ed goes to the New York Times. It doesn't say let Detroit go bankrupt. This would be a totally different position right now because, you know, I mean, Mitt Romney never said it. The New York Times writers did.
Right. There was the headline writers who did it. Yeah. If you read the op-ed that he wrote, and it's exactly what the Obama administration did. So
what do you think is going to wind up happening here, Matt?
I think Romney's going to win it in a squeaker. That's my prediction, I think, because what's going to happen in the next week is that, you know, the Santorum record's going to get laid out on a lot of issues that people aren't really fully aware of yet. And then people are also getting engaged. You know, there's a sizable chunk of voters out there who are still kind of holding off and not engaged fully yet, I think.
Well, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are going to be here quite a bit. Mitt Romney's got his big speech at the Detroit Economic Club this Thursday. I saw Rick Santorum is going to be in Grand Rapids, I think, on Monday. Rick Santorum, I don't think originally was figuring out staying in Michigan as much as he had, but it looks like he's building a full schedule to stay here. Looks like this is really becoming ground zero for him.
Right. And, you know, the funny thing is with Gingrich, you know, going so hard at Ohio, the odd part of it is that, like, next week after our primary in Michigan, they have to then all go out to the Super Tuesday. And then, you know, if Santorum is spending so much time here, it's time he's not spending in other states.
And Ohio, he's really doing well. Well, you know, it's interesting that it's coming down here. And Full Contact will be trying to get all the presidential candidates on it. We've got Gingrich. We're hoping to get Romney. We're hoping to get Santorum. We're hoping you guys are listening out here. We're looking to get you. Well, we got to come to a break. And, Matt, you're lucking out. We're not talking about the Michigan Wolverine victory over the Buckeyes.
Yeah, right. Okay. We'll get there.
You've been listening to Full Contact.